Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, the Edge of Reality, here on the NBB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And, of course, Thursday night, especially in the summer, that means it's the weekend. I'm just throwing it out there. From now until Labor Day, every time there's a Thursday night, it just automatically means it's a weekend. That's my new rule. That's how I'm going to get through it. We have a great show for you tonight. Man, the new shows, the new summer shows, they just keep coming. We have some fun news about some reboots of possibly some shows that I'm all about. I'm just going to give you that hint. And, you know, it's 20 days until Big Brother. I mean, 20 days from now, Big Brother is going to have started. I'm very excited about this. But before we get into all of that, I need to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's on this? How are you this evening?
I'm good, and I'll make you feel even better. You're going to get news out of the Big Brother house in less than 20 days.
You're
going to get the cast. You're going to get all of that. And if you think about it, it's probably like a week and a half away.
I would say it's probably like a solid 2 weeks. And maybe even longer. Last year they waited pretty late. And I don't know how they're going to inform us of this, because last time I vividly remember diary room interviews with Jeff, and that's how we met the cast. But I know Jeff's not involved, so maybe it'll be somebody else. And I wonder if they'll do diary rooms. I wonder how that's all going to work. I also remember vividly me at work trying to, like, watch on my phone on the down low. So I remember that as part of what happened as well. It's like I've erased Big Brother 19 from my mind. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I just even today was thinking about, like, all right, I need to get the CBS All Access. When am I going to do it? What's, like, the most strategic time to do it? So I'm all about. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for a summer. I might even, and this is how sad this is. Well, not sad, but the night that the feeds start, I might take a day off from work the next day. I'm just saying. It might happen. We'll see what happens. But, yes, just a few more weeks, couple more weeks, and Big Brother will be starting. But it's okay. We have other shows starting this week. Shows like a big favorite of Priscilla and mine, So You Think You Can Dance. It started last week. It started on Monday, as a matter of fact. We got the first episode.
No.
Oh, I know. It quietly came back. And thank God for season pass, because it completely just slipped through the cracks of something I needed to look for. I always know it starts around this time. But Priscilla, I have to say, I saw it on my DVR. I instantly got excited. I was so happy that this was happening. And then I hear, I turn it on, and I just hear Kat Bealy's, like, voice. And I instantly relax. I was like, it's back. Kat Bealy is here. All is right with the world. I was so happy, Priscilla.
I was shocked when I was flipping through, because I have no idea. I haven't checked in at Fox for a long time to see, like, what I'm missing. And I seen that, and I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even know this was on.
Well, it's on. You need to tune into it. Now, we're at the audition phase. It's one of my favorite phases of the show before we get into the Academy and everything. Yes, we have the same judges as last season with your Nigels, your Mary Murphys, and your Vanessa Hudgens. And I was, to be honest, I was very surprised that we were going to see Vanessa again for a second season. I didn't love her in her debut. I didn't hate her, but I didn't love her. But this time around, they were joined by Twitch as the fourth judge. And even though I'm not a big four-judge panel person, as we've talked about for years on this show, I like a three-judge panel. When it gets to four, I think it's just too many. What Twitch did was balance out the cool factor, because you have Nigel and Mary who are kind of older and kind of, you know, with the lame jokes and the, you know, and Vanessa didn't really have anyone to play off of. And then Twitch comes, and Vanessa, it was the most lively Vanessa has been. I mean, she really, her and Twitch had really good chemistry. And I think it really balanced out the panel as a whole. And I was happy to see him. I don't know if this is a permanent thing, if he's going to be around for all the auditions. He's not? Oh.
Well, no, it said that... No, it, the beginning said that they would be guest judges for the auditions, is how they said it.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that at the very least, it's always people with like a cooler kind of younger vibe. Something that really offsets Nigel and Mary, something because you could instantly tell that Twitch made Vanessa feel more comfortable. And they were joking around, they were having fun, they were really enjoying themselves, and it felt good. It felt good. I really enjoyed this panel, and I was kind of hoping maybe we'll get some return Twitch in the future, because he was very good. He was very good. They really, and of course, Kat Dealy, I'm going to say this now because it's the premiere episode, and I will say it a bunch more times as the season progresses. Kat Dealy should win an Emmy as host, reality TV host. We have said it for years. We get so excited when she gets nominated. I know the show isn't flashy. I know, you know, the hosting gig, you know, you might think that it's not as not a big deal as some of the others are, but I'm telling you, she's just so good. She puts contestants at ease. She talks to them. She interacts so well with everyone. She interacts with the judges so well. She is so good at this job. And you just immediately see it in the first episode. And I was just like, Kat Dealy, I have missed you. I have missed you. And typically, no, that's not true. We did get a bad show from her in the off season. I forgot about the green dress. What was that show where she wore the same green dress and there was doors? What was that called?
Maybe this time next year? I can't remember, but something like that.
Yes, all I remember is the green dress for all the episodes, because that was a big deal to us. So she did have a bad show in the off season, but, you know, she's back where she belongs. So this was very good. Check it out. I strongly encourage you. Anytime where it's not a junior episode, I think we're happy. And, yeah, just So You Think in Jams. It's so good. It's so good. World of Dance is good, too. And they have a fun atmosphere. It's a very different kind of vibe. But, like, So You Think in Dance is such an OG. It's such an OG show that you just need to be involved with it. Priscilla will even watch it. That's all I'm saying.
Huh?
That's all the recommendation that you need.
I will try to watch this season. Like I said, I haven't had on the DVR the last couple seasons because I didn't know last season was going on. I'm too late. Screw it. And the season before that was the kids one went into that. So I haven't even seen the last few episodes of this. So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. Get back into it. Last season was good. Last season it went back to the non-child. The children's season was a crushing blow to the show. And it was the only season, like you, I didn't watch a single second of it because it was not for me. But I'm all for. They're back. I'm all for it. I'm excited. Speaking of Fox shows that are back, The Four is back. Yes, it did well in its winter premiere. It was a short run series where Diddy and Meghan Trainor were judges. There were four seats, and contestants competed to get into one of these four chairs to be safe for week-to-week competition. Every week, people would throw them off of their chairs, and then finally, they would go from the four chairs, and then one person would ultimately win the competition. It happened during the winter. It was like a short 6-week kind of show. I dug it. I actually dug it more than I thought I was going to be perfectly honest. I watched it from the standpoint of like, well, it's something new. Let's check it out. But I ended up liking it because the contestants on it were different from other singing competition contestants. I loved the competition of like the getting into the chairs that people had the opportunity to kind of stay in the competition for weeks on end and defend their title. I thought it was a little bit more like a little bit rougher, a little bit edgier. So they're doing another version of it this season. They're doing a mix of the judges. The original four some are going to be taken out. There was, if you remember correctly, there was a sexual harassment issue with the record producer. So he was actually taken off of the show before the show even ended last season. So there's a little bit of a mix up, and I will try the new season, and it's on my DVR now. I'll give it another try to see if it's something worth kind of checking out, especially if it's a short-term show. I can handle it. But so four, check it out. And then rounding out the Fox reality shows, MasterChef started this past week, and MasterChef changed their format a little bit. In the way of The Voice, they're now competing the master chefs. So Gordon Ramsay, the Italian chef whose name is completely escaping me, and Graham Elliott, they are Aronch Sanchez, I'm sorry. The three of them are now competing as teams of chefs. And so when they were choosing who was going to be on the show, the chefs would go and give them aprons individually. So kind of like teams, like mentors on The Voice. They were choosing cooks that they were going to go with. So they changed it. They changed the format up a little bit. They saw the team strategy kind of works. They saw that kind of being the face of a team, like The Voice mentors are, kind of work. And they're taking their cue from there and trying it a different way. I'm not mad at it so far because it doesn't necessarily take away from the show. I like it when shows do different tweaks through the formatting. So we'll see what happens. I've been interested in it. So I usually cut and run for MasterChef as soon as Big Brother starts. That's unfortunately when Big Brother starts, depending upon how good Big Brother is, a lot of shows kind of fall off for me. And MasterChef is one of the first ones that I just stopped watching. So we'll see if it can keep my interest. Hey, look, Big Brother is massive competition around here. You know, if you want to keep being watched, you got to be good, Priscilla. You got to be good.
Good. Good. So, any rumors? I have been staying off a line. I know we're going to talk about this later. Any rumors yet as to what the season's going to be?
For Big Brother?
I mean, they're always wrong, so I guess there's no sense really discussing them, but.
No, I mean, frankly, all of the rumors I've been seeing are about the Amazing Race season, and TMZ is spoiling a lot of articles. And speaking of which, if you're someone who doesn't care about spoilers, well, not only do you have the TMZ articles, they've done a lot of cast replacement news lately for what Big Brother contestants. The last article I read is that they took Paul and Josh off, that they're no longer going to be on the season, and they took off, you know, Caleb is not going to be on the season. And I was like, that's too good to be true. That's not going to happen. Even though TMZ is a fairly credible source on these situations, I just can't see a world where Josh and Paul are not a team together. So, but it looks like, based on social media, that the season will be starting the Amazing Race season will start filming possibly this weekend even, and they're doing a very public race start, and if that's the case, we will know who's on the show very quickly. So if you care about that kind of stuff, if you are not opposed to spoilers, I think after this upcoming weekend, you'll be able to get a full cast list of who's going to be on the show. And it's supposedly a combination of Survivor and Big Brother players. So we'll wait and see. But I just don't know a world. The last TMZ article said that Paul and Josh were out, yet Davon was on a team with Bridget. I don't know that. I don't know that world. I don't know a world where Bridget gets onto Big Brother. So we'll see what happens with that. The other Big Brother casting news, actually, now that I'm thinking about this a little bit, is the challenge, MTV The Challenge, you know it very well, I know it very well, is they announced their cast. Their new season starts in July. They announced their cast. It's going to be teams, and four Big Brother players are back. Well, not back, but four Big Brother players are going to be on this season. Natalie, who is back, this will be her second challenge season, and joining her will be Pauly, Jose, who's currently on Champs vs. Stars, and Davon. So that's an interesting mix of people to be joining them in the cast. I don't know. We'll see what happens with this cast. I don't know. I can see Natalie doing very well. This is her second time out. She did well her first season. And then we'll see what's happening with them. I'm sorry. So we actually have a call on the line. Someone's calling in live. Jay from New Jersey wants to talk about Big Brother. Hi, Jay.
Hey,
how are you?
How's it going?
I'm good, Jay. You want to talk Big Brother? Let's talk Big Brother. What's going on?
This is Terry, right? Or...
Well, this is Allie. This is we're at the edge of reality.
Okay. Hey Allie. Big Brother man. My favorite reality competition of all time.
Mine too, Jerry.
I don't So Josh and Paul were supposed to come back in. Yeah, you're breaking news to me right now while listening to the show. They were supposed to come back in, and they got not allowed to?
Well, no. So this is actually for the Amazing Race season. So the newest Amazing Race season is going to be, supposedly, according to TMZ and other news outlets, that it was going to be a Survivor and Big Brother cast season. So there was going to be several teams from Survivor and several teams from Big Brother. And on the original kind of team list, Josh and Paul were on the list. And then TMZ did a update on the story, and they said that Josh and Paul were out, as was Caleb. Like, those people were no longer going to be on the show. And they included Ian. So Ian, who originally wasn't going to come on, Ian was added to the cast. So is this true exactly? I don't know. TMZ is a relatively credible source. But we should find out relatively soon, because Amazing Race is going to be filming in the next couple days.
Well, TMZ is 90% right. But let's not forget that TMZ reported Lil Wayne dead.
That's true. That's true. That is a good point. So, yeah, they're not always 100% accurate. So there might be a situation that happens that Josh and Paul are on the season, and there could be a situation where the Amazing Race starts and Big Brother and Survivor, there are zero Big Brother and Amazing Race teammates, and this was all, like, complete nonsense.
The upcoming Big Brother episode, if I could say, I would love it to be nothing but new fans. I mean, not new fans, new people.
You're preaching to the choir. I mean, we feel the same way. Priscilla and I both feel the same way. In our perfect world, Big Brother 20 would be all new contestants. Now, Allison Grodner, a few months ago, gave an interview, and she said that they. Season 20 would be an all new player season. I've heard some rumors to the contrary of that in the last couple weeks, but I want to believe that when she said that it was true, and we're going to get all new players.
I think so. I mean, I think the problem. What I would love more is an all-star season. I would love that even more than, but we're not going to get that. I mean, put Dan in the house against Dr. Will. Well, Dr. Will won't do it again, but Derek. Put, you know, Ian in the house again. Put Brittany in the house again, even though Brittany wasn't that great of a player. She was good in the commentary. That's what she was good at.
Oh, of course. Of course. She was an overall entertaining character, which is important for Big Brother. Absolutely. I think that if we get an all-star season again, I think it will actually happen during the Celebrity Big Brother spot. Did you watch Celebrity Big Brother during the winter, Jay?
I did, and you know, I thought I wanted all Big Brother at once, and I wasn't a fan of all of it coming at me at once.
I hear it. I understand. Sometimes it's overwhelming. But I think, you know, Big Brother, it was a very shortened season. It was only a couple weeks. I feel like, and we know that it's going to be renewed for a season two. They've already announced that. But I feel like if we ever get an all-star.
Who whispers with microphones? That's the first. Well, Omarosa. Oh, my God.
Everybody.
We just whisper in regular day life. Nobody's around.
Well, look, there's at least one person on every season who doesn't quite get it, and they whisper into their microphone. That's a given. That's at least one person every season that happens to.
Oh, do you think that's what I thought that I thought she was trying to make it more dramatic to speak on Trump.
Well, I'm sure she was. I'm absolutely sure that Omarosa was doing everything she could to make it more dramatic. Jay, what did you think of last seat? What did you think of Big Brother 19?
I loved it. Josh, I don't know if Josh did enough for the win.
Okay.
I love the. Like Paul ran the house, but I will say this: jury control is one of the main objectives in a Survivor, you know, Big Brother contest. Jury control means something. I don't know. I enjoyed it though.
Allie, didn't we have a huge discussion on this about Paul and his jury control? And I think I was pointing out as the season kept going by, and I think we got a couple discussions about it where we didn't agree with it. Because I said he wasn't setting himself up very well for jury, and you thought that they would end up voting for him. Then,
yeah,
we kind of went back and forth a little bit, but
yeah,
well,
I believe
it almost seemed like a Danielle Big Brother. Let's not act like Paul's the first one to bring this up. Like Danielle Big Brother 3. She's the reason why the jury house exists.
Of course. She's the best player to never win in my opinion, Danielle Reyes in season 3. I think that, and we talked about this a ton. I thought that Paul did a really bad job setting himself with the jury, but I also believed that the jury wasn't going to care. I thought that they at the end would still love Paul enough that they would still give him the win.
I thought so too.
I didn't see them giving it to Josh. So I wasn't mad at the idea that Josh won, because everybody saw that Paul was really setting up a bad jury management system. But I was very surprised when Josh won, simply for the fact that I thought that they would, the members of the jury would see Paul's game for what it was and say, oh my gosh, he like got one over on all of us. I respect his game. It's going to be him. Or they would still be convinced that, you know, he was acting in their best interest and they would vote.
Can I give Josh a little bit of credit in this?
Of course, good.
He wasn't a follower. You know, he wasn't it reminds me of the Ian season to a lower extent, because I believe Ian deserved the win. I'm not sure if Josh deserved the win. But Josh was really, like, begging fans in front of your face, calling you a meatball. You know, like, I mean, now the problem comes with me as a juror. How many times did Paul instruct those? Like, Paul's the one that's like, oh, they're talking about you. You go fight back. So that, for me, that's where Josh loses. But I will say this much. Josh was not a floater at all.
No, I think Josh actually set himself up well for jury. I think he had really good jury management. One-on-one, as people were leaving, he did well with people leaving. He didn't do well with them necessarily while they were in the house, but he was thoughtful enough to know that he needed to get into their good graces as they were walking out the door, and that proved to be super beneficial to him. Big Brother Canada also just took place. I don't know if you watched that one too. And it was a very similar situation where it was down to two women. One dominated with comp wins, and she was a beast, and she did super well. The other was more of a low-key player, had a pretty good social game, but didn't really win anything, wasn't a part of a lot of strategic decisions. But the jury just straight up did not like the one who was a comp beast who kind of controlled the game. She had really bad jury management, and her final jury questions were not good. And she lost. They gave it to the other girl. It was the same situation. It was almost the exact same thing as Josh and Paul. So we've seen it kind of two seasons in a row, how important being good to the jury is for the win. So I'm hoping whoever is in this Big Brother 20 house, they think about that part of the game a little bit more thoughtfully.
If you didn't see Canada, I've never seen Canada. I did watch it this last season, and it was back to the basic bones of Big Brother. I really enjoyed them actually playing the game. And they were good to each other, and when they played the game, they played it hard, and I liked it. It took me back to the beginning Big Brother here in the States.
I would love to watch it. I mean, I watched the first season. It becomes a hassle watching Big Brother Canada. You have to download this.
Right.
I watched the I did love the first couple seasons, and I think the second season was the best for me. But, it does become a hassle. I wish it was on regular TV. What I do love about Big Brother is being able to watch them. Like, all right, what are the people doing in the house? Like, it's seriously an experiment where we get to see people interact with each other. And I think that's the beauty of it. For 20 seasons, it hasn't done me wrong. But I also feel like I think what production is scared of is a boring season. Where Derek's season, I think that was a cast of all new, right?
Yes, it was.
And it just became a boring season. Where we all knew, who does Derek want out? That's who's going to get eliminated.
Yeah. I mean, season 16 was definitely one of the more boring seasons. Derek dominated. And really what it comes down to, is casting. If you have a Derek dominating a bunch of other players, or a Paul last year dominating a bunch of other players, something's
wrong.
Well,
Paul's different because Paul's a repeat player,
Well, exactly. But I mean, the reason why a lot of people found 19 to be boring was because you had the same thing. You had Paul dominating a season and Derek dominating a season. And so we're doing something wrong if we have one player who can completely control a season. You need a cast that there are several options of people that can take out other people. Again,
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, going back to this season of Big Brother Canada, they had really strong players, and strong in different ways. That there was a time where, like, you had no idea who was going to win and who was going to be out next. And it just all came down to casting. They casted really good, really smart, really thoughtful, really strategic players. And
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, Jay.
I've heard this before, but the casting agent is the same for New York and Canada. I mean, for America and Canada.
Yeah, the casting agency is the same, but it comes down to who the producers want to put in the house too. So,
oh, gotcha. Copy. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's different producers, and I think the other element is, I think America is a little bit more into the showmance. So I think they're really trying to cast for showmances. And if you're casting for showmances, you're not always casting for winners. So it's a different priority in casting wise. But
you think when Jeff and Jordan got casted, and like their ratings went through the roof, it might have been like, okay, what's the next Jeff and Jordan we can make?
Yeah. I mean, Jeff and Jordan, and even before Jeff and Jordan, I mean, you have Drew and Diane for season 5. I mean, there were a couple
But I love the way Drew cut her.
Yeah, well, you have Erica and Boogie and All Stars. You have these like strong kind of couples that make it far in the game, and that people are really into that. And you saw, even with last season, the breakout stars of the show were Jessica and Cody in a lot of ways, and they end up going on Amazing Race.
And winning it. It kind of reminds me of like the first season of Real World, where it starts off as an actual experiment, and then you have the season with Punk, and you guys watch the Real World, right?
Of course.
I'm not talking to myself here.
Nothing.
You guys know the history, right?
Of course.
So, like the best seasons of the Real World is like, Punk and Pedro and sticking his finger in the peanut butter, which I love Punk. He's Punk. I love him.
The San Francisco season, yeah.
But, but in the beginning of Real World, it was about, let's take 8 strangers. Normal looking stranger, and then after that it became more of a popularity contest, more of a pretty contest, more of if you're gay, I want to put like Philadelphia had 3. Again, I'm not saying gay people are wrong, but it just seemed like an agenda rather than putting 8 strangers in the house. Like if you put 8 people that love Big Brother in the house.
Are you there?
I think I think we lost him actually.
I'm sorry, Jay. You got disconnected. You started talking about that.
I went blank and I'm like, oh, he's off the switchboard. I'm not sure what happened.
He started talking about Real World. Let's see if he calls back. But speaking of Real World, I actually read an article this evening that there's a reboot of the Real World in the works. It's been gone. It's been off the air for a couple seasons. I didn't think it was necessarily. Yeah, I didn't think it was necessarily canceled. I just thought it kind of it was going on hiatus or something to that effect. But
was the last season, was that the season that Tony and Nicole and those guys were in? I think that's the last season I watched anyway.
No, there was a couple more after that. There was the last one I saw was the one where it was a huge, it was like 16 people because it was basically 8 people and then their exes got brought into the mix. And a ton of people got kicked out of that house. Every week there was another fight. It was pretty crazy. That's the last one I saw. There might have been one or two after that. So, but it hasn't been on. MTV has really focused on the challenge. These challenge seasons, we have gone, hit this. Say that again.
Jay's back. I'll bring him back on.
Okay.
Sorry about that. You got Allie talking about Real World now. I don't know what happened to you. Well, you got disconnected.
I thought you guys got mad at me.
No. I looked up and you were off the switchboard.
Oh, no. I saw the phone go off. I was like, oh, did I offend them? Let me apologize.
No. No. But we were just talking about The Real World. I read an article just tonight that they are rebooting. They want a new version of The Real World coming to MTV as well. So they're trying to retool the show a little bit, because it's been a year or two since it's been on the air. The Challenge and Are You the One have kind of overtaken what The World used to do. So
you guys want to hear a funny story? You know Mike Nazanian from The Real World, The Miz?
Yeah.
Who became a wrestler. Like, I thought his character was so funny. I followed him on his original website, and I have an original B Miz hat, like a trucker hat with B Miz on it, before
nice.
He became on WWE.
Nice. Well, that's good. You knew him when? You believed in him before he was the Miz.
I did, yeah. I got to show him one day because I have it on my Facebook picture, too. I'm like, I got to show him. I'm going to be like, look, I believed in you even when you were the Miz. If there was one reality casting you guys could do, what would it be?
Reality casting in terms of what?
I mean, reality that you could participate in.
Oh, I have like a Big Brother. I have like
Big Brother.
I'd do Amazing Race. I'm not sure. I would do Amazing Race in a heartbeat. I'm not sure I would do Survivor. I would try anything once. I'm game.
Yeah, mine is Big Brother.
Yeah,
now, Allie's a little different because she likes to watch it, but she's not sure she could do the mind fucking when she got in the house.
Yeah, I would be the first one out of any reality show that I know for 100%. I would be the first one out.
You can't go in with that kind of attitude.
It just would happen. I would be Jody.
Yeah,
I would be, that's me. I know. I would be Jody. Maybe, but I would be Jody. That would be my role in life.
Jody was the most unfair treated player. I mean, you tell somebody to pack their bag. I mean, it's all part of the game, but
that was rough. Jody was rough, but that's why they keep bringing her back. That's why they keep letting her do stuff. But I guess if I had to do one, well, I always said for me it would be probably like The Apprentice or something like that. Something, you know.
I think I could do good in The Apprentice too. I really do.
Yeah, something with boardrooms and tasks. I'd be good in, you know, something to that effect. The one that I would probably most love would be The Amazing Race because you'd get to travel. I would do horribly in a Big Brother or a Survivor. It would just be bad.
Can I pick one for you for Allie? Because this hasn't come up in a while. Well, actually, I think it did the last episode. You would do Hole in the Wall, would you not? I don't know. He just has this thing with the old show, Hole in the Wall, and there's a similar show coming back that's similar to it that's going to be coming on, too.
No, I don't think I would. I think I'm going to stick with the Apprentice.
No.
I'm going to stick with The Amazing Race. I'm going to go in that direction. Give me Shark Tank, one of those.
I love Shark Tank. Did you guys know? Can I tell you guys a funny story real quick?
Sure.
You know there's the thing called DoorBot. I'm a doorman. I'm a doorman at a place of business out here, right?
Okay.
So there's this thing that when they ring on nights and weekends, if you ring the back doorbell, it pops up and we can see who you are and we'll say, hi, who is this and stuff. So it's called ring bell. So I noticed I had one. Now I'm watching like YouTube videos of Shark Tank, did you know that this project, Ring Bell, was presented to Shark Tanks? And
yeah.
The reason why I brought all that up was because I actually have one. So I'm like, oh, shit, it's familiar. He sold it to and he left without a deal. But he sold it to Amazon for $1 billion.
Yeah, I believe it. Shark Tank, you know, as good as they are, there's been a couple deals that have walked out and they've ended up doing major things without any of the sharks. So I absolutely believe that. I believe that, Jay. Hey, look, Jay, we're going to let you go because we're going to be wrapping up here in a minute, but feel free to call us anytime. We are live every Thursday night. Come hang out with us, especially during the Big Brother season. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Of course, of course. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Oh, hold on. One last thing. America's Got Talent, I'm loving it, but I read that there's a lot of, like, people that they recruited in it. I don't know if you guys talked about that yet. I'm gone.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually we have never been we've never really watched the show. My parents love the show, and I don't know. I was just sitting up there watching it with my mom last week. I'm like, I think I'm a follower, so I have followed the first couple of episodes, and I have some thoughts on that. We probably won't have time tonight, but yeah, I didn't know a lot of them were recruited, but it makes total sense that it has because a lot of their shows are. I mean, heck, Big Brother is a lot of recruitments on it.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll leave you guys with that. If you could just put me on mute, I'll listen to the rest of your show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Feel free
to call anytime. So yeah, I mean I can see how America's Got Talent has a lot of recruits though. I can see, especially at this point where the show has been on for several seasons, and they need kind of some fresh blood, make sure that they have like a variety of different acts. Not just all of the same kind of acts. So I can see how they would like to mix it up. And you, Priscilla, you were saying that you know, this was a show that you were starting to enjoy.
I guess it's something that the reason that I never watched it before, we talked about this, is we watch all the singing shows, the dancing shows and all that. And at the time when they first were, you know, coming up with it, the majority of them were those kind of acts. And even now, Simon is like thriving to see something new and different other than those same acts as well. And sometimes some of the really wacko weirdo ones get through, but it makes the TV and it is different. So, but you do get some, like there was a magician on there or a card, a sleight of hand, which was different, and he was really good, I thought. It's kind of like, you know, the baseline of American Idol. You still have your kooky ones they got to show just because it reminded me of the feel of the old American Idol, you know, how you had to have the ones you had to make fun of, but then they still slid in the good ones. It, same format, same feel, same producers, so I get that. I'm digging seeing some different stuff other than the singing and dancing competitions that we always watch.
Yeah. Well, keep checking on it. I've yet to watch.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah, I yet to watch. I don't know if I will. I'll see again. You know, when Big Brother starts, my mind like I kind of like Big Brother. So You Think You Can Dance, American Ninja Warrior. That's kind of my summer programming. So, but if I have a little time, maybe I'll check it out. We'll see. In the last few minutes of the show, we said we were going to talk a little Bachelorette last week, and I want to make sure that we hit that. We got our first dates last week or this week. We saw Becca starting to interact with some of the guys. And weirdly, one of the dates, actually the first one-on-one date, it involved smashing all memories of Ari. They had baseball bats, and they just beat the hell out of all of, like, Ari's old memorabilia and memories of him. That's a weird date, right? I mean, that's just...
I would think so.
That's just not a date that I would want to go on with someone. That's super awkward. The smashing...
I think I'd rather do that than those damn wedding ones where you act, you know, you're taking wedding pictures. I think I'd rather smash shit.
Well, it's funny that you should say that because the group date actually involved some tuxedos, and it wasn't quite as bad as wedding pictures, but it involved some tuxedos and some getting dressed up. And then the other group date was some good old fashioned dodgeball. Which was good because normally I'm kind of hit or miss with the group activity, you know, but at least this one, it wasn't horrible, and Becca still had all winning and losing teams, you know, went and they had an after date, so it didn't feel so horrible and gross. The tuxedo was a wedding. It was a wedding obstacle course. The obstacle course was kind of like, if you put Wipeout and Double Dare combined, if they had a baby, that would be this wedding obstacle course that Becca had the men compete in. So it was, I actually enjoyed it. It was actually a fun little date. My favorite part of it, though, was the winner. He got a picture, a framed picture of Becca and him standing at the altar. And he showed it to the guys, and he kept on kind of flaunting it a little bit. And one of the other guys decided, hey, look, I don't want to see this picture anymore. And he broke it, and he threw it into the pool. And
how mature of him.
There was drama. Well, of course, how mature of him, but also there was drama involved because – the one guy, and I know this is breaking news because I cannot remember this man's name to save my life, and I even wrote it down, but I can't read my handwriting. He went to Becca, and he cried and cried about his picture being thrown into the pool. One thing I have to say about this season, a lot of criers. These men are crying a lot, and it's kind of hard to watch, I have to say, because it feels very disingenuous. I understand that there's like a competitive thing and you're isolated in a house and you get emotional and you feel like Becca's like the only woman on earth. And when you, you don't get a rose, you get super emotional. But there were a lot of criers on week one when they didn't get the rose. And week one, by the way, is just night one. They've only been in the house. They're like the Jodies of The Bachelorette, basically, just to put a little reference to it. But week two, there was at least five or six grown men crying over pictures getting thrown in pools and not getting roses for a girl that they've known for like 2 days. It was a lot to handle. I did not love it, Priscilla. I have to tell you that. I did not love it. I love a crier in like week eight. You know, week eight when they're on the balcony and their head is hanging down because they don't know what to do, that's when you cry. But anytime before week eight, no crying. That's my new rule with The Bachelorette.
Didn't know.
But the dates were really fun. Becca so far is proving to be a really fun bachelorette. The guys are proving to be, you know, douchebags, but that's how it works. that's how it goes on The Bachelorette. And it's just so sad because they can always find really good women. And then the casting for the men is really, really bad. And that streak has continued. It's just continued this season. But the men are good for some drama. And like I said, the dates were really fun. Becca's been fun so far. So far, so good in terms of the season. We'll see where it leads. Becca's done a lot of crying already, too, this season, though. It's been a lot of crying. It's been a very emotional group of people.
We don't cry on the Bachelor and Bravelette. Come on.
No, not this early in the season. Not enough where I've noticed it. Not, you know, it's the guys cry. I mean, he sobbed over that picture going in the pool. He sobbed. And I just kind of thought, that's gross. That's kind of disingenuous because obviously you're crying to get attention. We'll see. Now, next week's episode, Priscilla, they have my favorite preview, and it's always my favorite fake out. So I always think something crazy is going to happen, and it never does. But we saw an ambulance. We saw a stretcher. We saw someone in a neck brace. That's my favorite setup.
Somebody fell down the steps.
Well, I was going to say I hope so, but that's very cruel. I don't hope that somebody fell down the steps. But you know, usually
yes, you
we
do.
See like, the ambulance turns out to be like a part of the date or something. Like usually the ambulance has like no consequence to what's happening. But it always that's like the most exciting one where it's like, oh, there's big stakes. Two guys are fighting. I don't know what's happening. Is that blood? Those are the things that you hear. And you see this, like, man on a stretcher. Now, like I said, I'm
it's
sure
gonna it's
going to
be he fell down the steps, twisted his ankle or something stupid.
No. Remember when the girl pretended to fall down the steps, though? That was great. No, I don't even think he falls down the steps. I think it's just part of the date. Like an ambulance comes up because they do that all the time. Ambulances are always part of dates, but that was the preview. So I'm very excited about this, Priscilla. So I'm hoping good things. I'm hoping good things. So far, I'm in. Again, and I can't stress this enough. When Big Brother starts, I don't know what's going to happen, but for right now. Anyway, you know you can always follow us on Twitter. I'm at Reality Allie. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla's at P-S-I-L-L-A. You can catch all of our shows. We're archived. If you want to catch interviews, if you want to catch us just talking, which is what we do every week at BT Dubs, you can go to blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. And you can check us out, The Edge of Reality. And as always, we also have a Facebook page, The Edge of Reality, as well. So you can follow us. You can like us. You can talk to us. I talk about it all week. I live tweeted this week, The Bachelorette. I live tweeted it, Priscilla. It's pretty good. So that's it for us for tonight. I want to thank everybody listening live. I want to thank Jay for calling in. That was really fun to have a caller. I want to thank everybody listening in the archives. And have a good weekend, everyone. We'll catch you next week.
Night, everyone.